So we find ourselves now, surprising as it is, we find ourselves between Purim and Pesach. And so I want to rewind for a little bit to talk about something on Purim, and then we're going to fast forward to Pesach. Purim, the top Gemara, Masechet Megillah, Daf Yudalim, the top source on your source sheet. We'll get to our Tehillim in a moment. The top source on the source sheet comes from a Gemara on Daf Yudalim, and the Gemara says, by the first arrow says, Hallel Nami Nema. The Gemara says, and I hinted to this a couple weeks ago, the Gemara asks, literally it means Hallel also we should say. Which, if we paraphrase, the Gemara is asking, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? We read Megillah, we don't say Tachanun, we say Alanisim, we dance and sing a lot, and we boo when we hear Haman's name, but we don't say Hallel, and the question is why? The Gemara actually gives three answers. I'm going to read the third one inside, but I'll just share the first two with you outside. I'm sorry. We're going to read the second one inside. I'm going to share the first and the third with you. The first answer, which is very hard for us to swallow, and it's not a topic for us right now, of why we don't say Hallel on Purim, is because the events of Purim happened in Chutz La'aretz. Of course, you could ask what the Gemara asks, and that is? Pesach also happened in Chutz La'aretz. Sukkot also happened in Chutz La'aretz. Guess what? Shavuot also happened in Chutz La'aretz. So why? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, again, and not for now, it's a larger discussion, that before we entered Israel, we were able to say Hallel for events outside of Israel, and that's what we do on the Shalosh Regalim. But once we entered Eretz Yisrael, the only time we say Hallel is for events that occur in Eretz Yisrael. A huge discussion. This Gemara is quoted very often on Yom HaTzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim. Do we say Hallel on Yom HaTzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim? Great discussion, not for now. That was answer number one. Answer number three, the Gemara asks, why we don't say Hallel on Purim? Because yes, the Purim story and the events there were huge. However, when all is said and done, and the story is over, and you close your Megillah, the Gemara says, Akate Avde Achashverosh Anan. We were still servants of Achashverosh. The story did not end with Haman being killed and Bnei Yisrael leaving and coming to Eretz Yisrael and rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. We were still, when all was said and done, we were still under the rule of Achashverosh, and so there was some kind of diminishment in the Simcha. We don't say Hallel for that reason. Tough answer. We're going to leave that for now. We're going to go to the second arrow, which points to the second answer. Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? The first answer was because the miracles occurred in Chutz La'aretz. The third answer was because Achashverosh, we were still under his rule. And the second answer is, the second arrow, Rav Nachman Amar, Kriata Zu Halela. Literally, reading the Megillah is Hallel. The Megillah is Hallel. We do say Hallel, we do! It's just not from Tehillim, Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Bet, Kuf Yud Gimel. It's a different kind of Hallel called the Megillah. If this were 2 weeks ago, we could give a shiur on what does that mean. We can go through all three answers, but tonight I want to talk about Hallel. 2 weeks ago I would have talked, or 2 days ago I would have talked about Megillah. I want to know what kind of Hallel is the Megillah. I know what Hallel is. I say it every month, sometimes twice a month, sometimes more than that, depending on what comes out that month. And I have no idea. Megillah, Vashti, Haman, Achashverosh, Lahavdil, Mordechai, Esther, great story, important story, I learn a lot from it. I say Hallel Nisim. We've got a Hallel Yemid Rabbanan, but where is the Hallel? That's going to be our question for Hallel, not necessarily for Purim, and we're going to come back to that. In order to understand and answer that question, I'd like to ask a different question completely. Now we're going to turn to the... I still have a hard time saying this, but we're going to turn to the Haggadah. And if you remember, you may remember that, and those of you who have been looking through the Haggadah will remember this better. Those of you who have not yet remembered will do your best to go back and look at the Haggadah. And you recall, you sit down with your grandparents and your parents, God willing, wherever you're found, your husband, your family, children, your grandchildren, in Yitzhak Hashem, and you, Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, and the second to last part of the Seder is Hallel, and then leads us into Nirtzah. If you remember from your Haggadah, that Hallel is not the whole Hallel. Okay, so be careful. You're right. I just want to be careful the way you say it. It is, when we say Chatzi Hallel, we usually refer, it's not Chatzi, but we really refer to omitting two parts of Hallel, right? On Rosh Chodesh, or on Chol HaMoed Pesach, or the last day of Pesach, right? We call it Hallel B'dilug. But it is, so that's not what it means. It really is. Yafe. We say the first two prakim of Hallel in Magid, and then we have the rest of the Seder. And when we get to Hallel, the Hallel part of the Seder, we say the rest. And the question is, why? Why is Hallel split on Pesach night? Now, remember, we start with Kuf Yud Gimel. What did I say before? We start with Kuf Yud Gimel in Magid, and Kuf Yud Dalid, we say in Magid. Then we drink the second cup of wine. Then we wash and we do many more mitzvot halayla, matzah and maror, and we eventually we're going to eat the afikomen, and then we bench third bracha, third cup, right? But those first two mizmorim, the first two chapters of Hallel that you and I are used to saying in our shuls and in davening, we say in Magid. There's a break. Depending on your family, it could be a long or a short break. And then we say the rest of Hallel, and that's our question, why? Okay. In order to fully understand or to get an idea of why we split Hallel on Pesach night, let's open up our Tanakhs, or whatever Tehillim you might have, and start with Kuf Yud Gimel. And we're going to see that there are some very significant differences between Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet, and the rest of Hallel. So open up to Kuf Yud Gimel or wherever. A Siddur, you can use a Siddur, by the way. If you have a Siddur, you can just go to Hallel. And let's just take a look and see what the differences are. We sometimes make a bracha, sometimes not make a bracha. And then we start. I'm talking about during the rest of the year. I don't mean on Pesach night. As Magid comes to an end, we start saying, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem, Hallelujah, Shem Hashem. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach Me'atzav V'ad Olam. Mimizrach Shem Eshad Mevorach Mulal Shem Hashem, etc., etc. Lehoshivi Im Nedivim in Divei Amo. If you skip to Kuf Yud Dalet, B'tzeit Yisrael Me'mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov Me'am Lewez, Haita Yudal Lekodsho, Yisrael Mam Shlotav, etc., etc. Milifnei Adon Chuli Aretz, Milifnei Elokah Yaakov, Ha'ufchi Yatzur Agamayim, Chalamish Lamayin Omayim. Done. Think of that, scan those two mizmorim for a moment, and then, now, when we get to Hallel part of the Seder, we start with Tkuf Tetvav. Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu, ki l'shimcha ten kavod, al chastecha lamitecha, lama yomru hagoyim ayena Elohim. The first two mizmorim of Hallel consist in, this is, by the way, I should have said this ahead of time. This is based on a shiur that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave on Pesach, and I'm only standing on his shoulders. I'm adding to it, but I'm only adding after I learned what he said. I'm standing on his shoulders. The first two Mizmorim of Hallel consist exclusively of thanksgiving, of praise, of Sheva Hoda'ah, pure, unadulterated. We said it already. Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavo, we said Hamashpili Li Ropa Shemaim Va'aretz, Lo Shivim Divim, Yafeh. But if you take a look and scan the rest of Hallel, beginning with Perek, with Mizmor Kuf Tet Vav, you will see that those Mizmorim, those chapters, those Prakim, are far more complex. To be sure, there is thanksgiving, there is praise, there are hymns, that's his word, H-Y-M-N-S. There are hymns, of course, but they are mixed. They are mixed with petition, with request, with beseeching, with begging, with problems. Take a look, I'll give you a few examples. Kuf Tet Vav, right after Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet, we said already, Perek Pasuk Bet in Kuf Tet Vav, Lama Yomru HaGoyim Ayeina Eloheihem. Or we start with in Kuf Tet Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Ahavti Ki Shma Shemet Koli Tachanunai Ki Ta Ozno Li Uvyamaya Kra, followed with Pasuk Gimel in Kuf Tet Zayin Gimel, thank you, thank you, thank you, Shevach, 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 Afafuni Chevle Mavet, I'm surrounded by death, Umitzarei Sheol Mitzauni Tzarav Yagon Emtza, praise, thanksgiving, followed by petition and request. Another example, in Kuf Yud Chet. Think about it. If you ever thought about this, Hodu Lashem Kito Kilam Chasdo Yomar Na Yisrael Kilam Chasdo Yomar Na Beit Aharon Kilam Chasdo Yomar Na Yirei Hashem Kilam Chasdo Pasuk Hey Min HaMeitzar. We sing it in such a happy tune. Min HaMeitzar Karati Ka Anani VaMerchav Ka. God, I need you. Or Pasuk Zayin, Hashem Li BeOzrai. Ve'ani erev esonai. Tov lachasot b'Hashem yibtoach ba'adam. Tov lachasot b'Hashem yibtoach b'indivim. Followed by Pasuk Yud. Kol goyim sevavuni. U'v'shem Hashem ki amilam. What's going on here? The classic example is Kuf Yud Chet. Pasuk, I don't have the Pasuk right in front of me. But Zehayom Asa Hashem Nagila Venis Mechavo, followed by Ana Hashem Hoshiana. Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. What's going on? What's going on? The first two Mizmorim, as we keep saying, the first two Mizmorim consist exclusively of thanksgiving and praise, but the last four consist, yes, of thanksgiving and praise, but also of petition, of requests, of Bakasha. These chapters are far more complex. They are not only concentrated on praise, they are a blend of praise, but I need you. Thank you, but I'm in trouble. So we started a few minutes ago, perhaps, we asked the question, why is Hallel split on Pesach night? I think we have to ask another question. I understand why they're split. I now don't understand why they're ever together. Why are they ever together? Hallel! Let's say thank you, God! Ana Hashem Oshiyana! Wait, that's not... Can you imagine your child asks you for a cup of juice? And you... Nicely, of course, your child's going to ask nicely. And you give the cup of juice, and then you say, what do you say? And the child says, I want more! What do you mean, I want more? How about a thank you? Okay, thank you, I want more! How do you ask? Thank you, please give me more! Whoa! Hallel is Hallel! Since when is Hallel Bakasha? Since when is Hallel? So we asked on Pesach night, we'll come back to Pesach night, put that in a shelf for a moment. But every other day, in 2 weeks from yesterday, we're going to be saying Hallel for Rosh Chodesh! Why? Hallel should be a lot shorter. Two Mizmorim and done. What's going on here? You hear the question? It's amazing. We never think about it. You've said it in your lifetime. You've said Hallel 100 times. More? I don't know. 100? Something like, maybe less. You've said Hallel a lot of times. You've certainly learned about Hallel. So instead of asking why are they separated one night a year, or for some people two nights a year, we have to ask the question, why are they ever together every other day of the year? Every other time we say Hallel. Okay. There is a pretty well-known idea by Rabbi Soloveitchik and a separate issue completely. He didn't say it here. But I'm going to adapt what he says somewhere else and help us understand this. You're familiar with it. I'll say it quickly. I do have the sources here in the middle of the first side. But I think you know it, so I'm going to go through it kind of quickly. The Rambam, on the right, in his Sefer HaMitzvot, mitzvah number Hey, the fifth mitzvah of the Rambam, it's in the middle, on the right. What is that mitzvah? To daven every single day. You're familiar with this machloket. The Rambam has a psak, he paskins, you must daven at least once a day. What to say? Not minat Torah. When to say it? Not minat Torah. How often to say it? At least once. Minat Torah. But I got to daven at least once. And then the Rabbanan came along and helped me understand when to say it and how to say it and what to say. Good. That's the Rambam. You're familiar with this, yeah? Good. This is a review. Good review. The Ramban comes along and says, I'm sorry, Rambam, I disagree completely. I disagree completely. There is no mitzvah minat Torah to daven every single day. There is only a mitzvah to daven. I say again? Yefem od. He calls it Be'et Tzara. Be'et Tzara, when you're in real trouble. By the way, to be sure, the Rambam also has a different mitzvah minat Torah to daven when you're Be'et Tzara. Who else are you going to go to? Who else are you going to go to? You're going to go to the president? You're going to go to a doctor? You're going to go to Hashem? You go to them also. But first you start with Hashem. But the Ramban says, no, you can go, says the Ramban, and you look on the left side. It's possible that you'll go a long time. By the way, according to the Ramban, we hope you'll go a long time without ever having a mitzvah minat Torah to daven. The Ramban says you only have a mitzvah minat Torah to daven when you are be'et tzara, in real, God forbid, real trouble, God forbid. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, in essence, there is no machloket. In practice, there is. But in essence, there is not. Because according to the Rambam, according to the way Rabbi Soloveitchik understands it, we are always Beit Sara. We are always Beit Sara. We are always in need. We are always in need. And there is never a time when a person is not Beit Sara. The Ramban would say perhaps it's more acute, but the Rambam says that you have to have this idea every single day that you're on thin ice. It sounds scary, it's actually very comforting because you're on thin ice, and who holds up the ice? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So the according to the Rabbi Soloveitchik, according to the Rambam, yeah, we're always Beit Sara. That's why I say the same thing as you. That's why you got to daven every single day. Keep up the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven, to beseech. And therefore, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, that there is really no such thing as pure, unadulterated praise. There's no such thing. Every element of praise, every element of thanksgiving, must have within it a component of petition, a component of begging, a component of tachanun, a component of beseeching. That is why I think some of you, when you were in 12th grade, I gave a shiur in your school, some of you, not all of you, about what does tachanun mean. According to Rabbi Soloveitchik, according to the Rambam in Perek Hei of Hilchot Tefillah counts tachanun as part of Shmon Esrei. Not exactly. I don't want to go through the whole shiur. It's not, if you don't say, you're still Yotzei Shmon Esrei. But one of the eight things you have to worry about when you're davening Shmon Esrei is tachanun, says the Rambam. Why? Same idea. Every time, I'm always in need. This idea, by the way, is said by the Pachad Yitzchak. It's at the bottom of the first page. The bottom of the first page, the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Huttner. You should know that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he should live and be well. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, the son-in-law of Rabbi Soloveitchik, what did I say? Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. I always make that mistake. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, son-in-law of Rabbi Soloveitchik. There's something Freudian there. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, son-in-law of Rabbi Soloveitchik, and star student of Rabbi Soloveitchik, says that he always says that he had three rebbeim in his life, three major rebbeim in his life. One was Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Yosef Ber Soloveitchik, Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. One was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rabbi Soloveitchik's youngest brother. I had the zechut of meeting him and speaking with him. I never was in his shir, but I had the zechut of seeing him in the Beit Midrash a lot, and the entire time that I was in YU, he was there. And a third Rebbe was Rav Yitzchak Huttner. People who follow Rabbi Soloveitchik and that shita follow Rabbi Huttner a lot. He wrote, he spoke a lot, and one of his set of svarim, which we have, is called Pachad Yitzchak. It's right down here. Pachad Yitzchak, and this is what he says on Hanukkah. But you'll see it's the same idea. Line one. Lishnei ha-musagim halalu, yesh bilashon ha-kodesh bitui mishutaf, hoda'ah. Hoda'ah means thank you. Line two, hoda'at baldin. Hodat baldin is when a person in a court case admits. You say that I owe you $100 and I agree. I admit. That's called, I admit that I owe. Hodat baldin. Perusha, line two. Haskama lidvarav shel hatzara shini. Agreement to what the other side said. But number three, line three. Hoda'a al ha'avar. Perusha haba'at hachzakat tova al maaseh chesed. If I say modeh, or todah, or hoda'ah, there are two meanings to that word. And until tonight, we thought that they had no connection. One is to say thank you, and one is to say, what? Hodat baldin?
You're right.
I admit, you're right, you're right. I admit, you're right. Line four, hasbarat hashituf hazahi. What does it mean? Ki bitchunat nafsho shel adam timuna hi hashifa lihiyot smucha al shulchan atzma. Part of human nature is to be independent. I rely on nobody. What did Lahavdil Elef Alfei Havdalot Benjamin Franklin say? Neither a lender nor borrower be. I think he said that, right?
Yeah.
I don't need you. You don't need me. Smucha al shulchan atzma. I'm on my own. Literally, I'm reliant on my own table, which means I'm reliant on nobody. Mibli lihizakek lihizrato shel azulat. Beginning of line six. I have no. That's a dream, a subconscious dream. I am reliant on nobody. Ubishaa she'adam mabia. And when a person, at a time when a person expresses et hakarat tovato lachavero v'notein lo todah. When a person expresses gratitude to somebody else, biotasha'a, yesh kan hoda'at baldin. There's also a thank you is a form of admission. I admit, you're right. Middle of line seven, ki bapam hazot omnam, lo alta biado, v'haya alav lihishtamesh b'tovato shel chaveiro. And there's more there. Saying thank you is not just expressing gratitude. It's not just expressing that I appreciate what you did. Saying thank you is hodat baldin. I admit I couldn't do it without you. I was not able to do it myself. When I say in davening modim anachnu lach, what am I doing? Any form of hoda'a is really, I need you. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, that is exactly what happens most of the time of the year. Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, any other occasions you might say Hallel on. That's the reason why normally they are together. We have a combination of thank you and I need you. The expression that Rabbi Soloveitchik uses is found in a Gemara at the top of the second page. It's a Gemara in Brachot Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. We won't go into too much detail, but there's an arrow by the Gemara, and there's an arrow by the Rashi. The Gemara and Rashi. Everyone see that? The Gemara says the following. It's a Gemara in Brachot Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, HaNichnas LeKrach. The first opinion is, a person who goes into a city, and Rashi, which I won't read inside, but if I go into a hostile city, Somebody who goes into a hostile city, whether it's criminals or, according to Rashi, you know, the government in that area is hostile to me. Mitpalel shtayim. You got to daven twice. Two separate tefillot. Achat b'knisato v'achat b'yitziato. Once when I go in, please God, let me go in safely. And a second time, v'achat b'yitziato, please God, let me leave safely. Not so, says Ben Azai, ladies. Here's the underline. Not so, says Ben Azai. What does Ben Azai say? Ben Azai Omer Arba. Whenever I go into a dangerous city, I daven four different tefillot. Arba. Shtayim b'knisato, u'shtayim b'yitziato. Two separate brachot when I walk into the city, and two separate brachot when I walk out. Why? Says the Gemara, and Rabbi Soloveitchik quotes this over and over again, underlined words, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, notain hoda'a al she'avar, notain hoda'a al she'avar, v'tso'ek al ha'atid. V'tso'ek al ha'atid. A person, we'll do the halacha first, according to Ben Azai, but then we'll talk more philosophically. First you walk into the city and you say, please God, let me get into the city properly. That's number one. When you do get into the city properly, what do? Notain hoda'a. Thank you, Hashem, for letting me get into the city. Then, when it's time to leave, please let me leave the city. Number three. And when I do leave the city safely, thank you for letting me leave safely. Says Ben Azai, and these are the words that we are living by in Hallel most of the year. Notain hoda'a al she'avar, and at the very same moment, v'tso'ek al ha'atid. There's no such thing as saying thank you. And I understand that if you don't like it, if your child says to you, thank you, but can I have more? But that's what you and I do and need to do and must do, and that's the way God arranged the world. There's no such thing. And that's the Todah of Rav Huttner. Thank you, I need you. There's no way to have it both ways. There's no way to say thank you, good night. There's no way to say thank you, I'm done. There's no way. Part and parcel of saying thank you is, I'm happy with what you've done until now. Notain hodah al she'avar. But v'tso'ek al ha'atid. You hear these words? V'tso'ek al ha'atid. I'm done? I'm done? I'm not done. I still need you. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, that is what happens most nights. Most times we say Hallel. So we started by asking, why is Hallel split on Pesach night? We had to ask, why is it ever together? And we understand why it's ever together. Hallel, there's no such thing as pure, unadulterated thank you. There's no such thing as pure, unadulterated looking backwards. Every single time I look backwards, that has to be part and parcel with Afafuni Chevle Mavet, Ana Hashem Oshiana. So Eik Al Hati, there's a future that I'm worried about. I'm not lack of Emunah. Part of Emunah means God is taking care of me now, and now, and now, and now, and tomorrow also. And the next day, and the next day. This idea of notain hodal shavar, v'tso'ek al ha'atid, perhaps answers the question of why Megillah kri'ata zuhelela. That is what Hallel is. Hallel is what we talked about on Purim here. Tainit Esther, Purim, part and parcel of each other. Thank you, but I'm still in need. Thank you, but look what happened. Look how close we came to annihilation. Look how close we came to being finished. Perhaps one can suggest that that's the explanation in the Gemara there. Kriyata zuhelela, that is Hallel. Hallel is not just thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallel is thank you, but I still need you. The Achashveroshes of the world, the Achashveroshes of 2015 are still out to get me. And just like you saved me then, Bayamim Ahem, Bazman Azed, just like then, also now I still need you. Hallel is a mix, a combination of the two. But I also, so now we have to go back to our first question. So now I understand why Hallel is mixed. So now we go back to our original question. What about Pesach night? What about Pesach night? When I said before that we can never have pure, unadulterated thank you, that's true. Almost all of the time. Pesach night is the exception. Pesach night is the one night a year, or for some of us, two nights a year, where we do only focus on praise. For most of the night, we do only focus on praise. For most of the night, we do only think about Thanksgiving. And we do only focus on gratitude. At this point in the Haggadah, when we finally reached B'chol dor vador chayav adam lirot et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza mi'mitzrayim, you walked out of Mitzrayim. And for this brief moment, that you are a Yotzei Mitzrayim, you are allowed to, and you're commanded to, and you're required to say thank you. Done. As the night goes on, I'll come back to this in a moment, but as the night goes on, we come back to our regular selves, and we come back to the Hallel and say, we need you, God. We left Mitzrayim, and at this moment, perhaps that's why we were able also to sing Az Yashir. Remember, I wouldn't be allowed to, the Malachim wouldn't be allowed to. Don't say I, we do, but Malachim weren't allowed to because they were separate. But you and I, we left Mitzrayim. And for that moment, on Pesach night, we are looking purely backwards and nowhere else. However, when we get to the fourth cup, Tefillah is now merged with Hallel. We do not only praise anymore, now we're coming back. And now we're also requesting. We don't only shout a shout of simcha, we shout a shout of pain as well. The fourth cup is not limited to Magid. The fourth cup is now, focus is on the ultimate geula. Nirtzah, Halil, and Nirtzah focus on the future. Well, if you're focused on the future, I love Israel, but we're not there yet. We don't have the Beit HaMikdash yet. If today were Pesach, we could not bring a Korban Pesach right now. There is no Parah Aduma, there is no Mizbeach, there are no Levim, there are no Kohanim, there's no Korban Tamid, there's no Korban Musaf. What am I left with? I need you, God. You took me out of Mitzrayim, but by the time I get to the fourth cup, the Shira now is a future Shira. It's not a past Shira. And I'll show you something awesome. I think Rav Mirsky, in his Hegione Halacha, points this out also. But listen to how awesome this is. Take a look on the second page, in the middle of the page, the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Listen, I just want to tell you where we are. As at the end of Magid, it says Haggadah Shel Pesach, Lefikach. If you remember, that's right before the Hallel that you and I are talking about. The two Mizmorim of Hallel of Magid. Are you with me? Here we are, ladies, at the height of Magid. We got there. B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam. Lirot et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatza mi'mitzrayim. We are there. Which means, according to what we're saying now, we're only backwards. Okay? Lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodot lehalel leshabech lefaer leromeim leader levarech lalei lekales. Lemi she'asa la'avoteinu v'lanu et kol hanisim ha'elu. Hotzianu mi'abdut l'cherut, mi'agon l'simcha, me'eber l'yom tov, me'afele l'yor gadol, mi'ashibud l'geula. And my family, we start singing this. V'nomar lefanav. You sing that song? Shirah chadasha v'nomar. Okay, that's, we sing that. V'nomar lefanav shirah chadasha ha'leluka. We're going to now say a shirah chadasha. What is that? It's a new Shira, the two Mizmorim of Hallel. However, after that, our sights turn. And here we've got a mixture. Magid is coming to an end. And at the end of that part of Hallel, those two Mizmorim, are you following the order? We have Venomar Lefan of Shira Chadash Ha'aleluka, the two Mizmorim, Kuf Yugimel, Kuf Yudalet, and then, listen to the mixture. Listen to the challenge that we're used to. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam asher ga'alanu v'ga'alta avoteinu mimitzrayim v'higiyanu lalayla hazeh le'echol bo matzah u'maror. Are we done? We're not done. We've got a mixture. Kain Hashem Elokeinu v'elokei avoteinu, I need you, God. Yagi'enu l'moadim v'lirgalim acherim abayim aleinu likratenu l'shalom. I need you, God. Smeichim, what do I want? I'm not happy. I want to be smeichim b'vinyani recha. V'sasim b'avoratecha. And you know what I'm going to do there? V'nochal sham min hazvachim u'min hapsachim. Asher yagia damam al kir mizbachacha l'ratzon. I'm not done. I've got something ahead of me. V'nodelecha shir chadash. We're going to come back to that in a second. Al ge'ulatenu v'al pedut nafshenu. Baruch atah Hashem ga'al Yisrael. We drink the cup and we move on with the Seder night. We just shifted. We went from Hallel, pure, unadulterated, thank you, thank you, thank you, to a mixture that you and I are used to. We came off the mountain. We came off that high and we're done. Now, there is a mistake. And some Rishonim do actually change the girsa, change the version. Is it V'nomar Lefanav Shira Chadasha? Or is it V'node Lecha Shir Chadash? Should it be Shira Chadasha or Shir Chadash? Which is it? Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, oh, sweeter than honey, ladies, sweeter than honey. Rabbi Soloveitchik says it's straight. It's straight out of the Medrash, it's straight out of Tosfot. Take a look at the next source. Kol Hashirot Lashon Nekeva Chutz Mishira De La'atid De Lashon Zachar. Oh, that makes sense. The Shira that you and I are used to 99.9% of the year is Lashon Nekeva. Because that's, I understand, Kol Hashirot Lashon Nekeva Chutz Mishira De La'atid De Lashon Zachar. Shira is Lashon Nekeva. V'nomar Lefanav Shira Chadasha. That's the Shira that we're talking about. But the Shira De La'atid, oh, our sights are now looking forward? Ah, we just shifted. We shifted from a today shira of lashon of shira chadasha to no delecha shir chadash. You're looking forward? No wonder it's masculine. No wonder it's zachar. Because I just shifted. I shifted right after Hallel to a future, to the second part of Hallel, to all the other parts of I thank you, God, but I need you. To all the other pieces of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His relationship with us, which means that I need you, God. I'm never alone. I say Todah, a regular form of Todah, which is both thank you and I need you. Thank you and I admit that I can't do it without you. Pesach shifted. If you think about it, literally a graph. We're building up in the height of Hallel, the height of Magid is past. Shira Chadasha is past. However, when it comes to the future, that's a Shir Chadash already. That's a V'node Lecha Shir Chadash. And that may be explained, that might explain why we make the shift in Hallel, the shift in language, and that might explain why on Pesach night we split, and yet the second half of Hallel, so to speak, it's really 4/6 of Hallel, is mixed. Most of the year, it's completely mixed. Tonight, we're in a different plane. There is one last piece that I want to share with you from the Kutzker Rebbe. It's sweeter than honey, the Kutzker Rebbe, from the end of Masechet Sota. This is a take-home Kutzker Rebbe. Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kutzk, if anybody from Scarsdale? The rabbi of the Young Israel of Scarsdale is an old friend of mine named Rabbi Jonathan Morgenstern. His father's 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 father was Rav Menachem Mendel Morgenstern from Kutsk. And he's a fascinating man. Fascinating? He's a fascinating man. But he said, I'm talking about the Kutsker. So was Rabbi Morgenstern, his great-great-great-great-great-grandson. But the Kutsker, Ben Acher Ben, the Kutsker, he always sees the world really differently than you and me. Listen carefully, ladies. This is a take-home Kutsker, and it's related to Hallel. It's related to Hallel usually. It's related to the Rambam Ramban Machloket. It's related to Shira Chadasha and Shira Chadash. Here we go. The Gemara says, Tanya Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol Omer. See the arrow? take them. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, call me sheyesh lo pat bisalo. It's an expression in the Gemara oft quoted. Whoever literally means bread in his basket. Whoever has bread in his basket, which means money in the bank, food in the pantry, stuff in the refrigerator, clothes in the closets, whoever's fine. Kol mi sheyesh lo pat bisalo, ve'omer, and he says, ma ochal limachar, and despite the fact that he has bread in his basket, he says, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Eino ela miktanei amana. He is only but of little faith. Whoever has bread in his basket, food in his pantry and refrigerator, money in the bank, clothes in the closet, and says, oh my gosh, what am I going to wear tomorrow? I don't mean it in the regular sense. Or I'm not going to have any money in the bank tomorrow, or food, I'm not going to have food tomorrow. Whoever says that, that's ktanei amana. The pashut pshat of that Gemara, which everybody learns, except for the Kutzker, is you're fine. Believe in God. You have bread today, you'll have bread tomorrow. You have money in the bank today, you'll have money tomorrow. Believe in God. Believe in God. Emuna, emuna, you'll be fine. Believe in God. But the Kutzker, who's known to see the world in a whole different light, says the following. It's like a CW Kutzker Rebbe. You know what CW stands for?
Chillworthy.
Yeah. I'm either happy or sad that you know that. Chillworthy. It's like high on the Givaldo meter. I mean, just like really up there. Kutzker Rebbe says the following. What are you talking about? If you have bread in your basket, you're going to... Emuna. He says the opposite. I'll give a mashal. He doesn't give this mashal, but I'll hopefully it accurately reflects his pshat. You ready for this? Pretend, chas v'shalom, there's a bear in the room right here, rampaging, dangerous. Not a cuddly, cute little bear, but mamish, a dangerous bear running around. And outside is a lion. You with me? Lions are dangerous. Of the three big ones, lions and tigers and bears, they're up there. So, you don't know that? Oh, good. Oh, I think I said, oh, what? And you got me nervous. You said, oh, my. Good. So we got a lion in here, rampaging, going crazy. What did I say in here? Oh, I'm sorry. A bear is in here, going crazy, and a lion outside. Yeah? And there's a girl, a person in the Beit Midrash, screaming, remember, a bear inside, a lion outside. And someone's screaming, oh, my gosh, there's a lion outside. There's a lion outside. It's terrible. What are we going to do? What do we say to her? Hold on a second. What?
I'm crazy.
Yeah, worry about the bear. First, worry about the bear. And when we get through with the bear, worry about the lion. You with me? Just basically dial it, Sarah Bishata, right? Okay. Worry about the bear. And then when you finish with the bear, worry about the lion. Says the Kutzker Rebbe, Mi sheyesh lo pat bisalo, and he called Mi sheyesh lo pat bisalo, whoever has bread in his basket. And he's not worried about the bread in his basket. He's only worried about tomorrow's bread. We say to him, what are you, crazy? You're ktanei amana. First, worry about the bread in your basket now. You're worried about tomorrow? Forget tomorrow. First, worry about the next minute, or now, or now, or now. Who says you're going to have, last time I checked, I had money in my bank account. Who says I have it? Who says I've got money in the bank accounts? You're healthy now, and you're only worried, am I going to be healthy when I turn 65? Forget that. Are you going to be healthy now, and now, and now? Everybody's safe, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. You worry what's going to be if. Worry about the next 2 minutes. That is exactly what Rabbi Soloveitchik has been saying and the Rambam has been saying. We are Be'et Sarah. It's comforting because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who cares for us. But it's K'tanei Amana if you think everything's fine. Everything is up to God. Now and now and now, everything. Isn't that amazing? Mikol Mishish Lopat Basalo. The lashon of the Gemara veomer or veDoeg leMachar or veOmer maUchal leMachar. Anyway, like Miktanei Amana. Forget about tomorrow. Tomorrow is its own problem. Worry about today. Usually, ladies, when we say Hallel, usually when we say thank you, there is this combination, this mixture, this chalent of thank you, but I need you. And one night a year for some of us too. One night a year for some of us too, we are able to walk away from that for a brief moment at the pinnacle of Magid, And we're able to say, thank you, Hashem, period. God, you're great, period. And only later, when we set our sights to the future, do we kind of come back off that mountain and come back, I hate to say this, to reality. That is reality also. But the current reality that I'm happy, I'm grateful, I have a lot, but I'm not done. I may have bread in my basket, but I still need you, God, now. And that's why I say, Afafuni chavei mavet. That's why I say, Ana Hashem Oshiana. That's why I say, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. That's why my Hallel, I come back to that piece of Hallel. It's a major, liberating perspective on appreciation of God's gifts. It's a major and liberating appreciation of our necessity and our reliance on God. That every time we say thank you, Todah, we also say Todah, I need you. May we be zocha to appreciate God's gifts, and may they keep coming in Mitzvah Hashem Ad Me'ev Esrim.